Won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre, America. Happy Thursday, everybody. Got some nice rain showers overnight. Still some this morning. One of my listeners said they got a big one down there between Decatur and Wichita Falls. So it's just raining. I did notice where the Oklahoma Mesonet posted this morning on social media that this is the first time since... Why'd I even bring it up? I can't even remember the date. Hang on here a second. Oklahoma Mesonet. There it is. All right, let's see here. This is the first time in 6 years, nearly 6 years, Oklahoma is drought-free again. There is no drought going on in the state of Oklahoma, including the Panhandle, Oklahoma. There's some D0 going on, but they said those areas are going out of the drought. So, interesting. Keep it up. Let's go for it. Let's check out some temperatures. 76 degrees at Granville, 77 at Altus, 72 at Eric. The cold spot in the whole state of Oklahoma, or the coolest, not necessarily the cold spot, is Cheyenne at 66 degrees, 70 degrees at Slap Out, 73 at Freedom. 72 at Lahoma, out here in the panhandle of Texas, 76 at Odell, 73 at Wellington, 67 at McLean, and 65 degrees at Mahama, and Palador Reservoir is 70 degrees. So there you have it. One of my friends and listeners shot me a text while ago, and I want to share it with you. I want to ask you the same thing, because I am looking at it now. But if some of you hasn't looked at the cattle futures, they've blowed up. Let me just open it up right now. I just refreshed it. Where'd it go? Right now, live cattle, June 222.27, up 387. August is 216.32, up 397. Feeders for August, 308.42, up 455. September's 307.32, up $4.17. It's just crazy. And he's saying that they blowed up. They're blowing up because some fat cattle were sold yesterday in Texas and in Kansas. Sold today in Texas and Kansas today for $2.28. That's a whole $5 higher than it was last week. So, ye doggies, get ready. No, I just don't know what to say. I don't know what to think. I mean, it's great, but I just think it, I don't know. It's great, but it's kind of concerning at the same time. Does that make sense? Because any one thing, just look what happened last week, and I'm going to talk a little bit about that later on the show. Look what happened last week on the screw worm, the fake news out of Missouri. Look what it did to the market. And I asked a couple of my friends if these were records that was on, going on today with the futures right now, and I was informed no, that actually the feeders hit 312 on the Monday after the border closed again on the screw worms. I'm about the screw worm. No. See how it goes. All right, let's see what happened in our big old world of agriculture overnight. Corn and wheat futures were higher in overnight trading as the value of the dollar continues to weaken. The greenback has slid 8 back 8 6.9% against a basket of its counterparts since the start of the year as the Trump administration's global trade wars have rattled investors' faith in the currency. This year's start has been the weakest for the dollar since at least the mid-1980s, Market Watch reported, citing Dow Jones market data. Still, a weaker dollar makes U.S. goods, including ag products, more affordable on the world market. Also underpinning prices overnight was the potential for some dry weather in parts of central and northeastern Iowa and southwestern Wisconsin, according to the Commodity Weather Group, said in a note to its clients. Next chance for precipitation in that area is in the 11 to 15 day outlook. The Delta region has seen a dry spell recently, but there has, but that's projected to end later this week through only spotty rainfall is expected. French wheat will see showers this week, and this will also marginally improve the condition of the crop, while Australian wheat likely will see dryness reduce to a third of the crop, according to the forecaster. Corn futures for July delivery was up 3.5 pennies to 4.42 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Wheat added 3.75 to 5.47 a bushel, and Kansas City futures gained 1.5 pennies to 5.42 a bushel. July soybeans futures dropped overnight 3.75 cents to 10.41 1/4 a bushel. Soy meal was down $1 to 2.96.10 a short ton. And soy oil futures lost 0.28 cents to 46.53 cents a pound. Today is Thursday. Let's check out some ethanol. Ethanol output jumped to the highest level in more than 2 months, and inventories improved in the week through May the 30th. Production was up to 1.105 million barrels last week, the agency said in a report. That's up from 1.056 million barrels. Midwestern output increased to an average of 1.047 million barrels. That's up from 999,000 barrels the week prior to that. Gulf Coast production increased to 26,000 barrels a day, up from 25. West Coast was up 1,000 barrels to 9,000 barrels a day. East Coast unchanged at 12,000 barrels, and Rocky Mountains was steady at 11,000. Ethanol inventories in the week through May the 30th was at 24.44 million barrels of oil, of ethanol in stock right now. Man, I guess they're just getting it over there in Missouri and Arkansas and eastern Oklahoma. Flooding is expected to continue in the eastern half of Oklahoma's thunderstorms rumble through the area, according to the National Weather Service. A system of storms will bring up to 3 inches of precipitation to the affected areas. Locally, higher amounts are possible. Excessive runoff may result in flooding of rivers, creeks, streams, and low-lying areas and flood-prone areas. I know I was talking to my father-in-law up there at Billings today, and if you guys don't know where that's at, it's north of Perry, where the Dairy Queen truck stop is. They're on I-35. Go west. 5 miles? And that's Billings, Oklahoma. Home of the former governor, Henry Bellman. He said their ponds are running over, their creeks are running. It's just wet. That's all he could say. It's just wet. That storm that was rolling through here right after midnight, I'm kind of glad it backed off a little bit, lost a little bit of its ump as it was coming across the state line. It looked like it could dump some rain on them. I'm not going to complain about rain. You'll never hear me that. But I was just kind of glad it backed off a little bit. How's that? One of my friends on social media this morning posted, Zach from Hobart. 29 days, hell, let's bring it up. There was one spot in Oklahoma on the drought, and it happens to be Kiowa County. Let me see what that, I can't, sorry, I'm just not going to repeat something if I can't remember it. Yeah, consecutive days with less than a quarter inch of rainfall. And if you look at that map on the Mesonet, Kiowa County and a little bit of southern Washita County, 29 days with less than a quarter inch of rainfall. You know, I noticed the other day when I was down through there, that grass looked like it was burning up. It's the only spot in the 77 counties in Oklahoma that has double-digit consecutive days with less than a quarter inch of rain. That's crazy. I don't know what to say about it. And then my man, Weak Dollar, Cotton King has spoken. He has said that the weak dollar is more dollars for the farmers. You're exactly right, because they buy more products with a weaker dollar. And there you have it. All right. Today is the Oklahoma Farm Bureau Happy Hour, brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau. We'll be right back after this.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Get ready, Western Oklahoma. The Wild Plum Jam is back and louder than ever. Coming to Sarah on Saturday, July 19th, it's a Red Dirt Revival you won't want to miss. Live on stage, Cody Canada and the Departed. You ain't the only one. Stoney LaRue. It's Oklahoma Breakdown. You sure do got you crying. And Western Oklahoma's own Tyler Wilhelm. Yes, I'm proud of who I am. All jamming on Route 66 in Sarah. One night, one stage, and a whole lot of Red Dirt music magic under the Oklahoma sky. Hey, lock in your spot now. Tickets will go fast. Get yours today at KECOFM.com. That's KECOFM.com. The 2025 Wild Plum Jam in Sarah, Oklahoma, powered by KECO 96.5 FM. Be there.
We do a ton of wholesale work with your mechanic shops, but it's also the DIY guy that has Saturday afternoon off. He comes in Saturday morning, picks up his stuff, and works on his pickup. It's a wide range of people. It can vary from the biggest shop in town to the smallest shop in town to your guy that works in his garage on the weekend.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
From the classroom to the field, Elk City High School students are igniting sparks of brilliance, fueling the fire of progress in every endeavor they pursue. Whether it's breaking records in the academics or dominating the field, these students are the driving force behind Elk City's dynamic spirit. GAS is fully committed to supporting and fostering the spirit of innovation, because in Elk City, it's not just about moving forward, it's about racing ahead. That's why we're...
Everybody I know likes free stuff. Lots of folks like DeWalt tools. Even better, how about free DeWalt tools? That's right. Buy a new select model of Hustler Zero Turn Mower or Cub Cadet Ultimate Series Mower from DJ's Rental and Sales and receive up to $600 in free DeWalt tools. It's that easy. Buy a new mower and receive free tools. That's DJ's Rental and Sales on South Main in Elk City. This offer is only good through the month of June, so you better hustle.
You've seen the yellow tags. You've heard the commercials. You've heard the hustle and bustle. What are you waiting for, guys? Windy Nissan is your dealer. We have all the new Nissans, all the used cars, trucks, and SUVs that you can dream of. With over 150 on the ground, we truly have a little bit of something for everybody. Payments as low as $249 with $0 down. Up to 90 days, no payments. There's never been a better time than now to come see us at Windy Nissan of Elk City, your hometown dealer.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Palador Reservoir. 69 degrees, humidity is 79 degrees, dew point 63, the winds are out of south at 13 with wind gusts up to 17 currently. Peak wind gust today, 28 miles per hour, 1.06 inches of rain so far this month, 8-inch soil temperature, 66 degrees. Yeehaw. That is your update on your ag weather out in the Texas Panhandle. All right, let's go ahead and check out some of the current grain markets. Let me update it here. I think I already did. Yep, I did. I'm good. I was actually ahead of the ball game on that one. All right, let's check it out. Grains, July, corn, 438. Down a quarter. September, 430, down 2 3/4. Soybeans for July, 1053, down 8 3/4. August, 1047, up 9. Soybean meal, July, 298.40, up $1.30. August, 302, even, up 150. Oil, soybean, July, 46.66, down 15. Hard red winter wheat, July, 541, up 1. September 554, up a quarter. Cotton for July 6543, up 44. And oil out of West Texas, July 6326, up 41 cents. And natural gas is up 2 at 373 for July. Looks like the S&P and the NASDAQ are slightly in the red, but the Dow's in the green. Here's the big changes. Live cattle, June, 222.27, up 387. August, 216.35, up 4. October, 213.55, up 295. Feeders, August, 308.70, up 482. September, 307.62, up 447. October, 305.30, up 402. Lean hogs, June, 160, up 62. Cents. There you have it. Okay. I got a report here from Tyrone Spearman from the Southeast Ag Network talking about the tariffs from the Trump. What's going on right now? I'm going to share this with you. All right. Thank you, Mr. Tyrone. Appreciate it. Hey, the new Penny News is hot off the press today. You guys check it out. Of course, front, right there at the front page, the KECO 96.5 and the Wheeler General Store bringing in the Wild Plum Jam Music Festival July 19th. The boys from Western Oklahoma, Cody Canada, Stoney LaRue, one of my favorites, Tyler Wilhelm. We'll see if we can get some of those people on here for a guess. It's a little over a month away. That one last year was awesome. Also, I noticed it's hot in the Penny News is coming up June the 13th and 14th. It's on page 3 of the Penny News is the Black Hereford 24th Annual Cream of the Crop Female and Bull Sale coming up live at the ranch at Crawford. Just go to blackherfordranch.com. And check out that with Chris and Gay Black and see what that's coming up. That's pretty exciting. That's always a great one. That's a two-day event this year. So check out their catalogs. Pretty good stuff in there. Also, the Atwoods insert is here. Now, is there a barn burner stealer of a deal in here? Oh, I think so. There's a bunch of them. The Brian's Buy of the Week right there on the front of the page is the R134A refrigerant cans that's usually $10 or $6.99. And then, but there's some really good stuff with the DeWalt stuff in here. And you guys know I love my DeWalt stuff. And there's some good stuff in here with the Milwaukee stuff. I'm actually going to go purchase me a Milwaukee grease gun, the cordless one. I want to try it out. Just to say I did try it out. But on the DeWalt stuff, everything is $20 to $50 off on everything. So if you're looking for something on the cordless side, whether it be a leaf blower or impact gun or grease gun or whatever, go check out the stuff at Atwoods this week. They got some really good stuff going on. And they're always got good deals on their guns, rifles, pistols, whole works, and also on horse feed and stuff. And while I'm thinking about it, text me. Oh, Mr. Ian did. He said the grease guns are really, really nice. Let me reshare this today from Dr. Mouse on what's coming up this Saturday. A low cost clinic. She told me yesterday, she was making fun of me in a nice way. She said, you don't need to read all that off because you was fumbling for words the other day. I know that. I fumble for words every day. That's me. That's Jimmy Clark. Okay. My IQ might not be that high, but it's not that low either. So low cost clinic Saturday, June the 7th. From 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., hosted by Stockman's Vet Clinic. They got microchips, nail trims, heartworm tests, rabies vaccination, rattlesnake vaccination, canine NexGard for 6 months, just everything. It's a cash-only event. Don't show up with your checkbook or your credit card. This is a cash-only event. From 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at the clinic there on South Main. 1019 South Main. Easier to say it that way. Hosted by Stockman's Vet Clinic. See, did I fumble for any words, Doc? Educated people go to college, always making fun of me. All right, what else is going on? Jerry Nine, let's read a little bit about what Jerry Nine says in there. He says, as I travel from sale to sale across the state, I see a lot of cattle bunched up trying to fight the flies. And that's no joke. And probably in the areas where they've had more rain than we have. I'm sure the flies are worse. After last year, I had to help myself out with putting a tag in the ear, thinking maybe it'll slow the flies on them by the middle of the summer. If a friend of mine goes by and gets on a gator and rolls his head one way, the cattle are lined up nice as high as cattle are. They would have to be deeply lined up to be over 6 foot. So one sale was right. Second was warning. Spraying is probably not working. Some are sold on adding pour on or ear tag with garlic. I think I will do that too. So we got garlic out in the mineral tubs, in the mineral, loose mineral. Right now, I'll be honest with you, we put it out about 2 months late. Should already, probably ought to do it year round with the garlic in it. I'm not sure. I'm not a scientist, but I'm pretty sure we started, the flies were already, the flies were out early this year, period. But we did ours, but I got my homemade spray. Matter of fact, I'll share that homemade spray with you again. I've had people requesting that quite often here in the last week, and I forgot it yesterday. Let's see. One guy said here, ask Cotton Killer about the new fly spray. He says is a game changer. I will. I'll ask a Cotton Killer from down there around Washita County. Let me go here. Hang, bear with me a second. I'm looking back through some text message here. Where'd he go? You guys like me looking for stuff, don't you? All right, here's for it. Got your pen and pencil ready? Here is for a 2 gallon mix of spray. 1 gallon of vinegar. 8 ounces of pine saw, 8 ounces of soap, dish soap, liquid soap, 8 ounces of your favorite fly spray, and top it off with water. Now, if you're only doing 1 gallon, cut that mix in half. This is for a 2 gallon mix. I'm going to repeat it again. You ready? 1 gallon of vinegar, 8 ounces of pine salt, 8 ounces of soap, 8 ounces of fly spray, and top the rest of it off with water. And I highly recommend you don't do it before rain. Okay. It's what it is. It is what it is. What I said. All right. Okay. Let's go ahead and take a Oklahoma Farm Bureau break, brought to you by Roger Mills County Farm Bureau. Be right back after this.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey farmers, it's Kent Watkins with SEI Agritech in Elk City, Oklahoma. It's time to plant summer cover crops. We carry the best quality cover crop seeds available. If you need ag chemicals, we can ship bigger orders straight from the warehouse to your farm with unbeatable prices. And as always, we're an authorized livestock nutrition center dealer. Call us, visit us on South Randall in Elk City, and follow us on Facebook. SEI Agritech, your partner in productivity.
It's time once again for the Elk City Rotary Club's radio auction on June 12th and the 13th on 96.5 KECO and the Elk City Rotary Facebook page. Tune in from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. each night for a chance to bid on fantastic items donated by local businesses. To place a bid, all you have to do is call 580-225-9696 or comment on the live video stream on the Rotary Club's Facebook page. All proceeds raised go back into the community in the form of scholarships and community projects. It's the Elk City Rotary Club's radio auction live June 12th and the 13th on 96.5 KECO.
That life insurance that I have on myself, it's not for me. It's for my wife, that she doesn't have to sell the home. She doesn't have to go worry about how am I going to make this car payment? How am I going to come up with the cost out of pocket to pay this funeral? Because, you know, that's an expensive cost. And it's a cost that you're going to have. If you had a machine in your garage that made money, it was a money-making machine. You went out every day and you flipped the switch on that machine and it generated money to pay your bills, would you insure that machine? I've never had anybody say no. Sure they would. Well, you are that machine. You flip your switch on every morning when you get up. You flip your switch on when you go to work, but yet we don't insure ourselves. It doesn't make any sense to me. Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Hay wrap is what people use in their balers, the farmers, when they want to, you know, baling up hay. It wraps it up, is better than twine. So it's like one consistency, holds everything together, lasts longer, easier to cut off. Well, we started selling it because we got asked for it, because nowhere around here to really buy it, the good kind of net wrap that we have. So we found a vendor that's good price, and now we carry it. We've got it. Camrock is right south of Fred's Steakhouse in Elk City, Oklahoma.
I've told multiple people that have business ideas that come in, I said, bring me everything you got, even if it's scratched on a napkin, and it doesn't have to be professional looking. I want to see what you went through, because I want to help you, and then at least give them my 2 cents. The loan's going to stand on its own. You know, I'm not going to decide based off you brought this on a napkin. The point is if they've thought it through, it makes you more comfortable. You get more comfortable with them. They also get more comfortable with you because you're going to point out things that they may have thought of, didn't put down.
I'm Utah Robinson, and I help make the difference. First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Are you looking for a new metal building that's built to last? Cyclone Metal Buildings by Culverstone brings you top-tier craftsmanship and second-to-none quality with attention to detail. From luxury custom barn dominiums to shops or barns and commercial buildings, our buildings don't just look good, they're built to last with all custom weld-up, I-beam, and C-Perlin construction. From design to completion, we do it right. That's Cyclone Metal Buildings by Culverstone.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Okay, welcome back. Man, I got a lot of listeners giving me some braining ideals today. How's that? Ag weather for Alva, 74 degrees, dew point 64, humidity 71. The winds are out of the southeast at 8, 3.44 inches of rain so far in the last 10 days. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature 72 degrees, sunset at 8:50, 82 and cloudy today, 90% chance of thunderstorms tonight, 66. Wind will be switching from the south out of the northwest. I'm sure after the storm goes through, 66 for a low. Tomorrow, 84 for a high, 30% chance of thunderstorms. Okay, well, according to one of my listeners, they wanted me to ask Cotton Killer about some product here. So he sent me a picture of it. They sell it. I know they do. They sell it at Wheeler Brothers there in Cordell. It's Smith Fly Spray. It says here it kills and repels stable flies, deer flies, house flies, horse flies, face flies, horn flies, and it doesn't kill cotton. Sorry, I couldn't sell it. Sorry about that. Anyway, but nothing but good things. They've heard about it so far. You spray it on straight. But everybody else I've talked to says they love it. Oh, man, that was a killer. So there you go. Give old Britton from Wheeler Brothers a call, and he'll hook you up with some fly spray. All kinds of things going on. Has anybody had any just 100% luck with anything so far this year? Whether it's being the tubs or the minerals or spraying or the ear tags. I don't know. I'm not sold on the ear tag deal. I've tried them a couple times, and I put them on like in February and April, and they don't last long enough, or I don't know. Maybe I'm just not having good enough luck with them. That's just me. A lot of people say they have good luck with them. So I guess it just depends on where you're at. Those flies down there in the breaks west of Willow, them some mean motor scooters. And if you ever been stung or chased by the yellow jackets down there in the breaks that live on those mesquite trees down there, you'll realize there's a reason why they call that the breaks down there. It's not for the normal person to live and work in down there. That's all there is to it. That's being a man's country down there. Okay, let's see here. Let's check out some stuff. Machinery Pete was bragging on Oklahoma sales this week. Let's see what he was talking about here. A pair of auctions resulted in record-breaking low-hour use case IH Swather sale and strong returns on a trio of high-hour John Deere machines. And Pistol Pete says here, let's see here, a 2012 John Deere 8360R tractor with a little over 8,000 hours on it sold for $106,250. Machine Repeat says that's the highest auction price by a mile he can find on a tractor with more than 8,000 hour operating hours on it. Also this week, Machine Repeat takes us on a trip down to Oklahoma where he tracked a bunch of good sales over the last week, including his Pete's Pick of the Week winner. Last week, a sale in Wacomas, a 2019 Case IH WD 2104 Swather with only 330 hours on it sold for $128,000, $128,100 to be exact, which Pete says is a new record high for that model. The previous record was $107,200. What else we got going here? Pete also notes that a 2021 Case IH Maxim 150 tractor with a loader 700 hours sold for $123,900 at the same auction. That's the sixth highest auction price of all time for that make and model. What else we got? I think the high price of a new Swather has probably made that pretty attractive, Pete said. And sometimes people buy new stuff. It might be for tax reasons. Who knows? And that kind of drift for a couple of years and doesn't use it that much, knowing that when they do have the retirement sale, that the low hour stuff holds its value tremendously. He also noted from last week in the Sooner State with a big iron auction, farm retirement sale near Forgan, Oklahoma, a trio of well-maintained high-hour machines caught his attention there. Well, I already talked about this in the 2012 John Deere 8360R tractor with 8,079 hours on it, sold for $106,000. Also, a 2016 John Deere S670 combine with 28,106 engine hours on it. Is that right? You have that many hours on it? 28,000 hours? Or is that 2,800? And I don't know. There's five digits wrote there. Sold for $80,750. And then a 2017 John Deere R4038 sprayer with 23,101 hours on it. Sold for 116 hours. That's a lot of freaking hours. Even though these all had higher hours, the farmer who owned them, Max Hewland, obviously he took tremendous care of his equipment, Pete says. So whether it's low hours or higher hours, if you take care of your stuff, it pays off when it comes time to sell it. And that is, yes, very true. Pete crunched the latest number on machinerypete.com to show you where combine and tractor prices set today in relation to his machinery Pete ratio theory. So there you go. Let's see here. Today, Pete says the average auction price on a used John Deere S780 combine is $250,781. And the average dealer advertised price on a brand new one is $433,000. That's 60% less than the buyer has to spend to buy the used 780 on average than it costs to get a brand new one. That's a good deal for the buyer, but the dealer on the other side, the deal might think you're leaving extra money on the table, is what he's saying. So there you have it. I know one thing, and I don't know if I've ever told this story on the show, but when I was back when I was working for Dub Pitzer over at Foss, for a long time back in the 80s, we took care of our stuff. We had some good stuff. We had, when I went to work there, we had a 4840, a 4240, a 4040. Let's see, yeah, both the 4040 and the 4240 had front end loaders on it. And we took really good care of it before we partnered up with the other guy. And we got really a lot of equipment. But I remember him buying that 4840 from Jimmy over at Midwest here in Elk City. And we used it 2 years, maybe into the third season. And he sold it. Dub sold his equipment every 2 to 3 years. Some of the equipment, just he rotated it in and out. I just remember that 4840 bringing way more than what he paid for it new. So if you take care of your equipment, change the oil, the tires, rubbers, and everything still on it, it's really good. Just pays off. Keep her shining. All right, let's take a Oklahoma Farm Bureau break, brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau, and we'll be right back.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts, from gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boombacks, Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325. For all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. High Pro Feeds has built their reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. Their commitment to nutrition is unwavering. High Pro is a name you know and trust. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your trusted High Pro Feeds dealer, providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at HobartFarmAndGarden.com.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Save 30 to 40% on Firestone Ag Tires through May 31st. Firestone Ag Tires are 30 to 40% off through May 31. Blair Tire and Feed is helping you get ready for planting season by helping you save money. Here's what you need to know right now. You can save 30 to 40% on Firestone Ag Tires at Blair Tire and Feed until the last day of May. Right now, get the tires you need for planting season and save money. For contact information, Google Blair Tire and Feed, or just drive to Blair and get your tires.
Need precision parts done right and fast? At K4T in Elk City, we specialize in CNC machining, welding, and fabrication for the oil field as well as ag industries. We're a full-service job shop built on grit, speed, and craftsmanship. Whether it's a one-off prototype or full production, we get it done right every time. Family-owned and third-generation strong, Jason and Jamie Koss treat your job like it's their own. Stop by K4T on Merritt Road in Elk City or find us on Facebook. K4T, built on family, driven by craftsmanship.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, June the 2nd. 2,082 head were sold, 11 head of steers at 458 brought 440, 6 at 607 brought 343, 12 at 742 brought 316, 17 at 827 brought 300, 8 at 875 brought 224, at 988 brought 269.50, 8 head of heifers at 559 brought 315, 11 at 728 brought 293, 24 at 789 brought 279, 25 at 850 brought 268, 22 at 880 brought 270.75, 52 at 894 brought 273.75. Butcher cows were 59 to 177. Butcher bulls brought 110 to 214. Bred cows 1800 to 2900. Pairs 2000 to 3900. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sell every Monday at 10 a.m. to consign. Call Brandon Hickey 580-497-6095.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Here's your Hover Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update. 77 degrees at Hobart. 65 is the dew point. Humidity 68. The winds are out of the southeast at 9 miles an hour. 62/100 of an inch of rain in the last 10 days. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature 80 degrees. 8:47 is the sunset. 30% chance of storms today, 82 for a high, 66 for a low tonight, 60% chance of thunderstorms, and chance of thunderstorms tomorrow, 89 for a high, and 30% chance of thunderstorms. So I was wondering about that deal Zach posted on social media this morning. So I went to the mezzanine, as always, 180-day rainfall accumulation, and basically all of Oklahoma's up. 15.9 inches of rain in in Elk City, 180 days. 10.9 at Hobart. Here's the one that caught me off guard. Three of them did, actually. Granfield, 24.7 inches of rain in a half a year. 18.5 at Tipton. Altus, 17.5 inches of rain. And Hollis, 13.9 inches of rain. Pretty amazing the rainfall amounts that we've had in the last 100 days. I actually don't even know if that includes last November. I really don't. I think that's just because that was 8 or 10 inches of rain. So I'm not sure. Eastern Oklahoma, it's that just suck to live over there and get 30, 40 inches of rain every 6 months. What does that figure out to? Inch a day? No, half inch a day on the average, somewhere in there, a little over a half inch. Even the Panhandle of Oklahoma, which last year, the Panhandle of Oklahoma and a lot of the Texas Panhandle had a really good year for moisture, and that's good. They were opposite. Usually they're dry up there, but they were wet. They're still in the 5 to 8 inches of rain in the last 7 months, including Arnett. So I don't know. It's all good. Okay, let's see here. What do we got? Texas A&M AgriLife announces some new world facts, and I wanted just to share a few of these facts with you because I'm actually going to have OSU come on and talk about the screwworm and the Asian tick. That Asian tick deal could get serious, so I want you guys to pay attention. I don't know. I got to call him today to see when the professor can come on, and I'll let you guys know more about it. But he's coming on, and we'll talk about both of them. That way we'll have a whole hour to talk about it. The new world screwworm has been making headlines lately, and in Texas, it's top of the mind for a lot. In May, the U.S. Department of Agriculture suspended importations of cattle, horses, bison from Mexico into the U.S. to prevent the new world screwworm movement north following direction in down there in southern Mexico. I think after reading some of these fact sheets, I think they should suspend all animals coming in from Mexico, whether it's a dog, a cat, or whatever. Because listening to some of these facts, it's crazy. The Texas A&M AgriLife Research and Texas A&M AgriLife Extension experts have released an updated fact sheet publication after about the new world screwworm to provide Texans with some key information. Texas is no stranger to the new world screwworm, but it's been about 50 years since the fly wreaked havoc in the Lone Star State and more. The fly is most notorious for laying eggs in open wounds of living, warm-blooded animals, all animals. Then once hatched, the larva feeds on the living tissue of the host. And once you see a picture, if you've never seen a picture of the New World screwworm, the fly, you need to check it out. It's, you know that, well, I'm going to be nice when I talk about it. You know the poop fly you see flying around in big old ugly, nasty ones? Well, this is what it looks like, except it's kind of blue or fluorescent green, if you want to call it. Although the closest detection is still 700 miles away, the New World screwworm is of increasing concern across the U.S. southern border as it potentially causes loss in livestock and wildlife-related industries if moves across the Mexican border and reestablishes itself here in the continental or in the United States. The USDA Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service is working with Mexican officials to train personnel and expand surveillance and eradication efforts in Mexico to better address the movement of the fly northward. Should the New World screwworm enter the U.S., this fly is estimated to cause losses, conservatively speaking, of $2.1 billion to cattle and $9 billion to the hunting wildlife industry in Texas. Philip Kaufman, Ph.D. professor there for AgriLife for Texas A&M, they answer, I'm going to start it out with this right here. So what is the New World screwworm? The New World screwworm, also known as the primary screwworm, is a tropical fly capable of surviving in the southern U.S. The New World screwworm is incapable of overwintering in regions that experience low temperatures or extended dry periods. They don't do well below 45 degrees and certainly die if frozen. However, the larva can burrow is about 6 inches into soil, changing the temperatures that they experience. The fly poses a serious threat to livestock and wildlife because it deposits its eggs into the wounds of living animals, thereby leading to larva infestations because they can host any living mammal. They can also affect pets and humans. Sorry, I thought I was going to sneeze. The metallic green-blue fly with large orange eyes is about twice the size of a normal housefly. New World screwworms do not bite animals. Their damage comes from laying eggs in the open wounds of the living, warm-blooded animals. Through rarely birds, the immature fly larvae or maggots feed on living tissues of the host, burrowing into the animal's tissue, causing tremendous damage and often resulting in the host and the host's death. The my landlord was talking about when it was back here in the 60s that they had a bull that the screw worm got into his thingamajiggy, and it wasn't good. So they had to doctor it, and they doctored it, and they got rid of it. But, man, that hurt. Just makes me think about it. Just makes me cringe. Screw worms get their name from how they feed. They burrow or screw into the wounds. This can cause quite a bit of damage as they tear at the tissue with their sharp mouth hooks. The wound gets bigger and deeper as more eggs hatch and larvae feed. If the wounds go untreated, infestations can lead to serious harm or can be fatal. So there you go. So we're going to talk more about it when I get the professor on from OSU on how to control screw worms and also how to eradicate it and what to look for. Can you prevent screw worms? And what does a screw worm infestation look like? And what do you do if you think an animal might be infested? All I can tell you about that, I'll answer that one right now. If you think you see some those flies, the screw worms, the New World ones, you need to call your vet or call the state ag department. I think call your vet and let them get a hold of the right person. And you need to probably bring that animal in just to check it. I hope nobody around here ever gets it. There you go. How about that? All right, let's see here. I guess they're wanting to spend billions of dollars to eradicate that screw worm down in Central America and Southern Mexico and push it back over in there where it comes from South America. They're going to spend billions of dollars to do it. So I hope it works out. Need to. Let's see here. What else we got going on? Fake news. I was talking about that fake news a while ago about the New World screw worm in Missouri. So what happened? It plunged the market more than $4 on the story that the New World screw worm had been found in Missouri cattle. As it appeared, this was fake news. The market quickly reversed course. However, the damage was done. Cattle imports from Mexico are currently banned on recent reports of the New World screw worm in the country. While the market reacted to the news that turned out to be untrue, it also provided a glimpse as to how quickly prices can deteriorate on unexpected negative news. Why is this important? The cattle market has been in an extended upward price trend for multiple years. Tight supply and good demand have fueled higher prices, reaching new all-time high price levels. The futures board just can't catch up with that cash market. That's all there is to it. I don't know that it ever will. It's just crazy. In theory, high prices create an environment where consumers eventually begin to back away. Many analysts believe the live cattle market is at such a level. Producers need to be keenly aware of when the futures are vulnerable to a sharp break. A plan of action should be in place. In other words, prepare for potential moves. How the news of the New World screw worm in Missouri been accurate, it could have argued that the price of cattle may have moved more dramatically lower. Have a great day, everybody. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sarah America. God bless.